In CR News this week, the Christian Institute urges the government to drop plans for a new law on conversion therapy as it publishes a major report on the issue. A YouGov survey finds a significant fall in support for trans rights in Great Britain. And former Justice Secretary Michael Gove defends the religious freedom of Christians to silently pray outside abortion centres. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 7th of March. I'm Joanna Tim. Our top story this week, an MP has called on parliamentarians to censor criticism of the committee tasked with scrutinising Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. After the committee refused to introduce statutory protections for people with Down syndrome, Kit Malthouse, a co-sponsor of the bill, claimed dissenting voices should be corrected.
Somebody could, for example, in regard to the amendment from my right honourable friend, the member for East Wiltshire, with regard to people with Down syndrome, imply or state on social media that the committee has refused to look at accommodations for people with Down syndrome and therefore would disregarding their welfare under the bill. That, as you will be aware, would be a serious misrepresentation of both the debate and the intention. And if anybody did that, either a member of the House generally or somebody externally, what measures could we take to correct that?
Lynn Murray, spokeswoman for Don't Screen Us Out, described the MP's intervention as disturbing. He appeared to be threatening organisations representing people with Down syndrome simply for criticising the committee's decision. We will not be silenced in our desire to protect the vulnerable. The Institute has published a report urging the government to abandon plans to criminalise so-called conversion practices in England and Wales. Proving Tricky warns that a new law could impact parents and church leaders and details how numerous attempts to introduce similar laws across the world have reached dead ends. In one example, a top Swedish judge said the country's existing laws already prevented assault and new ones should not be used just to send a signal. Reviewing the evidence, Institute Deputy Director Simon Calvert questioned why the UK government has still not relented and dropped its own plan.
So a legislative ban on conversion therapy has been on the Westminster government's agenda since about 2018. And in fact, the previous government concluded more or less that they just couldn't find a way of doing it. So it's surprising that the Labour government are saying that they're going to press ahead with it. And it's especially surprising when you look at other jurisdictions around the world where they have tried to legislate and again found it impossible, which is why we did this publication, Proving Tricky, to document those stories. And here's typically what happens. Activists persuade politicians that there is terrible verbal and physical abuse of gay and trans people going on, especially in churches, and that there's nothing the law can do about it, so you need a new law. But here's what then happens. They find out that the claims are basically untrue, that if it were true, that the current law could be used to prosecute those people. And actually, what the activists really want is just a speech crime law to stop Christians and others saying things about sex and sexuality that they don't agree with. And sensible governments conclude, well, we just can't do that.
Support for so-called transgender rights in Great Britain has decreased significantly, a YouGov survey has found. The survey of over 2,000 adults sought opinions on a range of questions and found that support for legal sex changes and social transition has fallen across the board. The report identified public scepticism towards allowing trans people to use single-sex facilities, with more than half saying they believe allowing biological males to use women's toilets or changing rooms presents a genuine risk of harm to women. The survey also found that most Britons are opposed to allowing transgender people to take part in gendered sporting events, with a figure as high as 74% when asked about biological men participating in women's competitions. When it comes to medical treatments for under-16s, 75% say puberty blockers should not be allowed, with 78% saying the same of cross-sex hormone treatments. And finally, Michael Gove has defended the right of Christians to pray silently within abortion censorship zones without fear of arrest. The former Justice Secretary told GB News he personally believed it was wrong to say that someone cannot pray silently near an abortion centre because of their pro-life views. Freedom of conscience and freedom of religion should be protected, he argued, and such prayers could not be viewed as genuine intimidation. Pro-life witness outside abortion centres, including offers of help to vulnerable women, is now banned across the UK and Ireland. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.